Nobody is keeping track of how many schools in Oklahoma have armed teachers, yet legislators want to reduce requirements for school personnel armed in classrooms. State Impact's Robbie Korth went to Sterling, Oklahoma to see why some rural schools want to ease regulations.
In this district just northeast of Lawton, Sterling Public Schools Superintendent Kent Lemons reads a sign posted outside the doorway.
Sterling Public Schools Defender Program, please be aware that the staff is armed and may use whatever force necessary to protect our students.
He says these signs are the best deterrent his school has to prevent a mass shooting.
You know, we get that out there and make sure everybody that in the community and knows that we do have firearms here at school, and we'll do whatever we need to do to take care of our kids.
No Oklahoma government agency tracks how many guns are in state schools. But it isn't easy to become an armed teacher in Oklahoma. Currently, school personnel are required to take 240 hours of instruction to carry a gun. Lemon says there's a long list of irrelevant training exercises designed for law enforcement, like patrolling in a car or even sitting in a kiosk and checking identifications.
That's the kind of things that we're not going to be doing, and so the training needs to be changed so that it is relevant to the schools.
That's why Durant Republican Senator David Bullard says he wants to change the rules through House Bill 2336. The measure would loosen regulations and put training requirements into the hands of local school boards.
What we want is campus specific, so that that teacher can react and save lives right on the spot right there in case of an active shooter situation.
Bullard is a former teacher, and he says he trusts local school boards to make the right informed decision that works best for them by coming up with independent training requirements for armed teachers. This should give districts flexibility to allow more guns in Oklahoma classrooms.
If we have a district that doesn't have anybody guarding kids right now, this is the way you do it.
But many teachers nationwide are still nervous about guns in classrooms. A 2018 Gallup poll found that 73% of school teachers oppose allowing staff to carry guns in schools. And more than half of the survey respondents said it would make schools less safe. That means what legislators are proposing contradicts what teachers want. Moms Demand Action activist and art teacher Sarah Karn says,
"There's a lot of places that we don't allow guns, yet they are thinking this is the perfect environment to allow guns. I totally disagree."
Karns has worked in the Oklahoma City area for more than 20 years. She recently started volunteering with Moms Demand Action and thinks guns in the classroom present a threat to Oklahoma students.
We're there to educate students and protect them and create a loving, nurturing, safe environment. Putting on a gun on our hip or around our ankle is going totally against that.
Because mass school shootings are rare, there isn't much data on what effect arming teachers would have. To compare, researchers have turned to statistics on how police officers use their weapons in a crisis.
And we know concretely that they don't shoot accurately in a crisis situation.
That's Sheldon Greenberg, a professor and former police officer who studies safety in schools at Johns Hopkins University. He says that though efforts to arm teachers are well-intentioned, they aren't effective, and giving local school boards control over training requirements isn't really a good idea.
It fosters inconsistency, which is the worst possible approach.
But leaders like Lemons, who work in Oklahoma's small districts, disagree. He says a customizable firearms training curriculum would be ideal in Sterling, and the legislation would likely lead to more districts arming teachers, something that he believes would allow teachers to defend their students.
You know, when something's happening, it's just a few seconds make a difference.
Both sides agree that changing the law would lead to more guns in the state schools. They can't agree, however, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. The ultimate fate of House Bill 2336 is unclear. The Senate has amended the bill and sent it back to the House for consideration. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.